All right, welcome back to another episode of the Live Your Dreams podcast. I am your host, Joe Wallace, alongside my fantastic co-host,
Chris Victor.
Chris, I am so excited. Here we are, South by Southwest 2024, day three. And we are with two phenomenal, inspiring individuals whose film, I Don't Understand You, just premiered at the prestigious South by Southwest Film Festival. We have on the CEO and founder and president of Pinky Promises, one of the greatest production companies I've had the pleasure of meeting. You two are fantastic. Kara and Jesse, thank you so much for coming
on
board.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. So we're so happy to be here.
Wow.
You guys are great. Kara, unfortunately, we didn't get the opportunity to meet you on Zoom, but we met Jesse. Her energy was fantastic, and you go right along with it so well. You two are great. Your energy is fantastic. I am sure everybody loved the premiere of your film at South by Southwest. Tell me a little bit about that experience. You guys are fantastic.
Oh my God, it was wild, honestly. It was insane to see the crowd. You never know going into a comedy if people are going to laugh. You hope they do and you don't really know. Sure. And honestly, it was Nick Kroll even secretly filmed the audience at like one of the peak moments of the movie just so he could hear it. Okay. And then we were all backstage right before we went on and he was showing us the video and we were dying. It was so
That's
fun.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was great.
You watch a movie, you know, dozens of times on a laptop or on a TV screen and nothing quite compares to the energy of being in the room. It's just completely electric. So we're so grateful to the turnout from the audiences here. It's been amazing. And they really make it. Make
and the
it
reviews are good, which is
also
good.
Yeah, the reviews are good.
Yes, it's good.
How does that feel when you get to a festival of this prestige and then the reviews are great on top of it? I mean, you must be on cloud nine right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of me that's like, I knew it. I told you I was right. It's a hit.
They all thought we were crazy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, there's a little bit of like, you want to feel that excitement and joy for your team and the work that we've all done for so many years. So
I mean, it's the dream come true, right? I mean, ultimately, when you've been with a project like we have with this for so long, like, you know, really since the beginning, we are obviously in love with it and obsessed with it, and so you just have to kind of hope and that everyone's going
to
feel the same way.
Yeah, you want them to be obsessed.
But at the same time, you know, even if it weren't, you go into it being like, you know what, we love this, we know we're proud of it, and you're just kind of grounded in that. So the reception is really just like this
cherry on top.
That's like, wow, okay, so we're all crazy together.
That's so well put. And talking about crazy together, when you form a production company like this, how do you go about choosing a production that's so great like this one? Because you're going to get so many scripts that come your way. And like you said, we have to be crazy to undertake this because it's so difficult to make a movie. People may not realize that, the challenges. Yes. And you guys have to pick one. What is the process you two go through with picking something like this?
I mean, I take a very disciplined selection process in terms of choosing what projects we're going to make. And I think we talked about this before, but we have this thing called called the four P's.
Yes.
We talked about before. And so that's, you know, progress, a mission-driven company, you know, profit. We're a business. We want to do this for as long as we can. Prestige. We want these projects to have a big life and feel, you know, creatively fulfilling and be part of the zeitgeist. And then partners, because the most important thing really is who you're doing it with at the end of the day.
Yeah. I mean, for us, I think reading this project specifically, something about it that just spoke to us was that we have never read anything like it.
I was just going
to
say the same thing.
There is literally...
Like, there's no comps
there's
for something.
No comps. It's like we know it's something special because we're like, there are so many movies being made in the world. There's so much television and so much content that for us, it's about finding something that feels unique and not for the sake of being unique, but actually has a voice and a story and something to say. But also, you're just like, I've never seen this. I don't know. I don't even know where to begin with this. So
when you see the movie, it'll all make sense. Yeah. You'll be like, oh, I know what they're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a question. I mean, with regard to how do you feel, if your film is telling your story around the world, how do you feel about telling your own personal story here on a podcast around the world?
I mean, that's something that you try and get used to, I think. we hope that it's something that, you know, resonates with other, you know, young female filmmakers. But, you know, ultimately, Pinky Promise is really, our goal is just to be a lighthouse for, you know, other filmmakers that haven't always gotten the spotlight. So sometimes that means taking the mic and talking about how you got there. But it really is in service of other people's stories, for sure.
Yeah, my goal is to get other voices and other stories out there as much as I can. So if I'm here advocating for any of them, then that's what I'm here to do and happy to do it. So.
Yeah.
You know, that is so beautiful, especially after all these crazy things that happened in the world. We don't have to get into the 2020 time period. Mm-hmm. But you guys came out of that with basically a beacon, a lighthouse, a hope for female filmmakers, for filmmakers around the world. That has to make you feel so good because you're transcending the medium. Yes. You're actually going out there and changing lives with what you two are doing. It's so noble, really. It's really impressive.
What happened in 2020? Is there something specific?
It's like, you know, scene missing. It's just gone. No one knows anything.
It's all a blur now.
It's all a blur at this point. But that brings you here to 2024 South by Southwest.
Yes.
The reception was fantastic. Where do you see your film going next? Because there's probably so many great avenues. Have you been talking to distributors yet? Are you going more festivals? I'm kind of interested in the path. If you can tell us what's next for your film.
Yeah, I mean, what you want to do is you want to build excitement. You want to build buzz. You want the room to be electric, which we are lucky with all of those things happening simultaneously. So tomorrow is Monday, and offices are open, and we're going to start having those big conversations. And I think our goal is to get as many eyeballs on the movie as possible, to get as many people to see it, hopefully in their home. And, you know, I mean, theaters would be nice, too, but I think home right now, especially for this movie, is really where it's going to land.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
that's what we're hoping for. That's the next steps.
That's fantastic. Now, you have an amazing group around you. You talked about your partners, the people you're working with. The rest of the talent, the cast, the crew, how did they feel being here watching this film on the big screen? Because it's always an experience. And for you guys to spearhead something and see their dreams come alive, that must have felt great.
Oh, I mean, that's like, I mean, that really is one of like the most special, you know, parts of the whole process. I mean, and we're so lucky with the people that we worked with. I mean, this is gonna sound crazy, but I highly recommend making a movie in Italy with all of your closest friends. Like, it turns out that's like really fun. I know it's kind of like unexpected, but but so I mean, think moments like this are when you really get to kind of sit back and appreciate it. We've had some distance from, like, you know, the work, the mud, you know, the blood, the nights, you know, not sleeping for months. And you can really look at, you know, this finished product, what you made. I mean, I think that's why, one of the reasons why, you know, we all love movies is because there's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people behind the scenes that are all putting everything into this project that's greater than the sum of its parts. And so when you get to celebrate that with, you know, amazing cast, amazing crew that all were part of it, and also like the funniest, loveliest, hardest working people. I mean, it's just a big, it's just a big party. Like,
we have a very beloved cast. They're kind. Nick Kroll is at the top of his game.
Yeah.
So funny, and also such a genuinely like wonderful human being.
Andrew Rannells
is such a star.
Is and like has a heart of absolute gold. I mean, like, we like these are precious
people.
Pearl human beings. That
so
it's a joy. It's a dream. We pinch ourselves. Like, we have the coolest job in the world. I mean,
your extended family.
Really.
Yes.
And that's the goal too with every movie. It's not, Jesse says this all the time, and I love this. Is like, it's not about, wait, what is it? It's not making a movie.
Oh, it's not about making, not just making beautiful movies, but about making movies beautifully. Like, the process is something that's like, that is like the absolute core to Pinky Promise, because like, life is too short. We only have some, our time on this earth is not a given, and we have the coolest job in the world.
Yes.
And so while we're doing it, like, let's just stay grounded in the fact that we get to, you know, tell these amazing stories.
And we're very privileged
with that. And let's like have fun when we're doing it, you know?
Yeah.
Come on, like with great people.
And build people up. Like, bring people up.
It's supposed to be fun.
Yes.
It's supposed to be fun.
Exactly. That's the point.
You know, I was gonna say, it's so inspiring that you live that way, because it's such a difficult business, and people actually, they come into it sometime with the wrong opinion, that you have to undercut people or do things the wrong way. I'm glad you two are positive role models for everybody out there, because young aspiring filmmakers have to realize collaboration is much better than trying to undercut or find your way into this. Now, did you two always think that way? Now, for the young watchers that are breaking into our field, it's always difficult. Maybe I have to do something to get ahead. What are your opinions that actually made you start opening up and say, you know what, I want everybody to succeed? Was it always that way for both of you?
I think so. I honestly think it's why we connected.
Yeah.
I think it's like why we met and why we fell in love. she's my work wife.
Yes.
I think that there's something to be said for the people who I've been around a minute now, and I feel like the people who I've seen who think of it as a competition, who think of it as like they have to get ahead, they're just looking at it from the wrong side of it. And I really do think that the more you back away and think like, how many people can I bring up with me? How many friends can I have at the top? How many people can I be with making the stuff that I want to say? Like, that is the only way it's even enjoyable at the end, because we have years now, right? Like, we can see the people at the top, and a lot of them are not happy.
Yeah.
And I
think
there's something to be said for like, okay, well then how do I get there, but make it different and make it productive and cool? And I don't know, all of those things.
Oh, so. Let me ask you a question. How did these two stars align? How did you meet each other?
We met on set. We literally met. Jesse's first movie for Pinky Promise was
I saw her for a Classroom, and I said, her.
I was producing a movie called Honk for Jesus, Save Your Soul, on the ground in Atlanta, and it was Jessie's first endeavor with Pinky Promise, and she was also joining the producing team, and we both were kind of the ones on set together, and truly immediately, like within a few days, I was like, oh, like you're the real deal. Like, you know, not only are you a positive and wonderful human being, and that is the first thing I look for, but also you want to make this movie a wonderful experience, and you also want to lift up cool voices and people and all of those things. And like, truly, whenever I saw that, I think we both were just like, well, we just got to keep doing this as long as we can.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and same thing for Kara. I mean, there's no better way to find out if you want to work with somebody than watching them, you know, be in their element. And I mean, Kara's type of person who, you know, remembered everyone's birthday on set like started a gratitude Slack channel so people could just give each other shout outs for like, you know, little things they did during the day. And so I just saw her. I mean, that really sets the tone for the entire thing. And I was like, okay, this is my type of person. And I spent the rest of the shoot just trying to convince her to come work with me forever.
I was like, hey, so convince.
What are you doing after this?
Yeah.
Completely. Yeah.
Well, so now, pinky promise, you guys are doing fantastic. Now, we know what's going on with the film. What is going on next for the company? Other films that you have being produced right now, things that are getting developed in the future. I'm excited because obviously this is going to be a company that takes off to the stars. You two are great, fantastic individuals. I can't wait to hear what's next for Pinky Promise.
Well, we just need to call you and we need to get like pumped
up. I know.
Because you are like the most like positive people in the world. It's so amazing.
We actually just had a movie announced a week ago so we can finally talk about it because it's been a secret. So we are in the middle of production right now. We are producing Scarlett Johansson's directorial debut. That's called Eleanor the Great. It's starring June Squibb and Chiwetel Ejiofor and Aaron Kelly and Kellyman and so many wonderful people. But
well, just a project that's near and dear to our hearts. It was the, kind of the first project that Pinky Promise really developed in. So it's very special to kind of see it after all these years coming to fruition and in such amazing hands with, you know, with Scarlett. It's where we feel very privileged to get to be part of her big directorial debut, for sure. But
we're filming in New York.
Yeah, in Manhattan. Yeah, yeah.
We literally popped off set to come here, and we're going right back tomorrow. We will be there.
But we've always got things cooking, so we've got some more projects that are in development and things that I think I'm really excited. In the, you know, in the next like year or so, I think people are really going to get a taste for kind of what. You know, Pinky Promise's kind of, you know, wheelhouse is with the projects we've got coming out. So stay tuned.
No, I love that. And for our young listeners or people breaking into the business or don't understand, development is such an important process. And what Pinky Promise did and developed a project. Can you explain a little bit about that process? Because so many people think making a movie is picking up a camera and saying go. You know? Right? So development is so important.
Oh my God, development is years. I mean,
shout out Lucy Keith.
Literally, Lucy Keith, our head of development. She is a godsend, an amazing woman. You know, for us, the way that we internally try to develop projects is what do we want to watch? What would we want to see?
Yeah.
How do we want to be represented as women, as anyone who just wants to enjoy a movie? So, I mean, the Scarlett movie is kind of a prime example. It was a first time writer, it was sent to us. We read the script. We really loved it. We met with her. We were like, you're the real deal. And then we were just like, how do we start building this together? And we just started slowly putting the team together, hired a lot of our friends who were very talented and very smart. And then, we got kind of our dream team the first chance that we got. And now we're shooting a movie. So it's very exciting. Sony Classic Pictures is going to be releasing it. TriStar and Sony are working with us on it. So, yeah, it's all very exciting to see. And it literally came from a script being sent in an inbox to all of a sudden it's going to be in theaters probably next year. So. Yeah.
What an accomplishment. For you two, that must be such an amazing feeling for your company that now have that prestige level to be changing lives. And again, Scarlett Johansson, directorial debut. Yeah. That's a huge deal. Congratulations.
Thank you. We're so excited for her, and we believe in her completely.
How does she feel about all this? Because for her, she must be loving this. I mean, but the subject matter she's tackling, is it's real, it's raw, and she's there doing it. It must feel so, you know, unique for her.
Well, you know, I mean, think about it. Like, I mean, she's been, you know, in the industry since what? She was like, you know, a teenager. Yeah, I mean, she's been on more sets than like all.
Since she was eight.
Yeah. My God. Okay. Yeah. So she's been on, you know, more sets than all of us combined will ever be. And so it's really just exciting to see, like, you know, a woman get to be in the driver's seat who has so much experience, like all aspects of the process. And so I just think it's like, I don't know, it's really inspiring to be like, she's walked in like she, you know, just immediately, you know, like in control in a really calm and confident way, and we're very, very proud. And
and that is the point of Pinky Promise, is, you know, yes, sometimes we make a Scarlett Johansson movie, and sometimes we make a movie with a director who no one's ever heard of, and it's their first movie. The director's here, it's, you know, one of their first movies, and that's the point, is it's about giving everyone kind of the chance to tell our story, to say it. It doesn't make anyone better or worse than anyone. What it does, though, is we just want to give voices to those stories and to try to get them as big of a platform as we can. So
it feels like the beauty of end of the day is story. It's so important to have great story around you, a great team, because again, especially in the indie world, our business is adapting so rapidly And what you two are doing is bringing everything at home and making our craft survive. It's beautiful. Really.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Again, you just hang out with us all the time. You just boost us up all the time.
Oh, yeah, I'm here 24/7. Just give me a call.
Absolutely. No, I love it. I want any words of advice you can give the young filmmakers. You gave that kind of throughout, but just a real, when they're breaking into the business, out of film school, going to film school, what should be a driving focus in their careers to get started?
Okay, internet, direct to camera. Listen up. To be an optimist takes real resilience. There are people that are going to tell you that you're naive for being an optimist. You're not. You are strong. It takes that, really, in your bones to believe and hope in the future. So just don't shy away from that. Don't let anyone make you feel silly for being a positive person. Ultimately, that's going to be the thing that makes you succeed and is maybe the most special thing about you. So, yeah, optimistic people are resilient people.
I think for me, it's surround yourself with the people you want to work with. You know, if you're around toxic people, you don't want to work with that forever. You don't want to be around it. Put yourself in sets that you know the people and that you love or you respect and you want to work with. Put yourself there and just listen and learn and take in. The amount of people who have come to work on sets for us who've just reached out saying, I like what you guys are doing and I just want to be around it. I mean, one of them literally works for us now. We just find those people and you're attracted to those kind of people. And I think it's important to remember you don't have to be in anything that you think is going to get you somewhere. Because imagine if you're following a ladder, if you're on a ladder and you don't like the bottom rung, you're not going to like the top rung of the same ladder. Yeah. So find the ladder that you want to be on and follow that.
And it costs nothing to be kind. Also.
Yeah.
100%.
That's free.
Yes.
Free to be kind. Yeah.
I love this whole sense of family. They say you could pick your friends, but not your family.
Yeah.
In this case, your friends, your crew, is
your family.
Family now.
Oh my God, we spend years with these people and said they leave their lives, they leave their children, they miss birthdays, you know, they literally give us all of their time and we owe so much to them. So it's important for us to, you know, always repay the favor as well.
For our viewers that are definitely going to want to learn more about your company and each of you individually, where can we learn more? Websites, handles online, Instagram, Facebooks, where do you prefer?
Yes, check us out at pinkypromisefilms.com and pinkypromisefilms on Instagram.
Yeah.
And just, you know, peep our IMDb and see what we're making and watch it, please.
Yes, come see our movies.
Yeah. Everybody, Pinky Promises, president, co-founder, CEOs, Kara, Jesse, you two are fantastic.
Thank
your
you.
Energy is changing. This is what the world needs. We need more of you two, more Pinky Promise
more
out there.
I
this is fantastic.
I have to ask a favor. I love the title. Can we do a Pinky Promise?
That
the first but not the last time we'll be working together. Yes, that's right.
These two are fantastic, everybody. Yeah. Make sure to check them out. This is fantastic from the beautiful JW Marriott at South by Southwest 2024. This has been the Live Your Dreams podcast. I'm Joe Gowalis.
Chris Victor.
We'll see you guys next week. Thank you, everybody, so much. We cannot wait to see more of you guys anytime.
Thank you so much for coming on board.
This is great.
This is amazing.
Thank you so much.
That was awesome.
Fantastic.